Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
It's the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Ranch Rodeo, August 19th, 20th, at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie. 12 teams from historic Oklahoma ranches. 5 events with 1 goal. Weston Gibbons calls it Cowboys Helping Kids.
Our primary focus on this event is raise funds for the Children's Miracle Network. We're just so proud to work with them. We're proud of the work that they do and the research they do to help kids and find cures for diseases.
Tickets available at LazyE.com.
We see the news that teen vaping's on the rise, but teens see something else. Internet videos that talk up fun flavors and downplay the dangers of nicotine. How can parents talk so kids will listen? Use facts. 1. Nicotine can rewire teens' brains. 2. It can make kids more anxious. 3. Changes to the brain can be permanent. So even when it tastes like candy, nicotine is brain poison. Go to StopsWithMe.com for more. A program of TSET.
Today's cattle futures market, generally weaker in all contracts except the August feeder cattle. They were actually a little bit higher, up 25 at 179.87. September's down 37 at 183. The October's down 47 at 185.52, and then the November's down 42 at 187.15. So lower in everything on the feeder cattle except the August. Live cattle were down 42 in August at 139.80. The next month, October, down 70 at 143.80. The December's down 92 at 149.70. February, $1.10 lower at 154.10. At the end of the week, we got a cattle on feed report. Extremely early estimates have come out. The on feed about 100, placements 95%, marketing's 103. Placement number has been expected to be low for a while, so we'll see what happens. But that's on Friday, and then on Monday, the following Monday at 2 p.m., we've got a cold storage report. No deliveries as of Friday. The oldest date is June 13th, so we're about 2 months out on the delivery period against the August live cattle. But there have been some. Cash trade last week, 139 and 140. Which is somewhat optimistic. It's a little bit higher than where we have been. And then today, the hog market, just slightly higher, 20 to 50 higher. The October's at 100.57, up 55. That was a pretty steep drop off from August to October.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed customer expectations. To learn more about Hillary Communications, go to hillcom.net.
Well, the grain market today was all over the place and weak, really weak earlier in the trading day. We had corn down, finishing down 12 to 14 cents in the September through July. December down 14 at 628 and a quarter. But that was 10 cents off the 618 low. The soybean market is down 42 in November at 14.12 and a quarter. Today's low was 13.86, so roughly 26 cents off the low there in the Nova bean. So heck of a comeback. Chicago wheat 3 to 5 lower, Kansas City wheat 6 to 8 lower. Today we start the July of 23 crop insurance price. It goes from today out through September 14th. So you got a 30-day window here where they're looking at the July price. So that's something to use in terms of a planning tool. Of course, July 23 today was about 882. The cotton futures limit up for the second day in a row. I suspect they'll be up sharply tonight when it opens back up. December up 5 at 113.59. And if you go back and look, about 1 month ago in the middle of July, that board got all the way down to about 83 cents. So roughly, what's that, 17 plus 13, that's about a 31-cent rally off the low in a very short period of time, mostly due to the fact that the USDA cut the U.S. production and primarily due to the drought conditions.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.